This tape will become part of the Scandinavian Immigrant Experience Collection at Pacific Lutheran University. The date today is September 29th, 1981. The interview is taking place at
Puget Island,
okay, near Cathlamet, Washington, and is being conducted by Donna Melanie. What is your full name?
Astrid Jenny Helene Thomasley.
My
girl name was Søreng.
Okay, could you spell Thomasley for me?
Yeah, T-O-M-S-L-I, Thomasley.
And what about your maiden name? How did you spell that?
S-O-R-E-N-G. Well, of course, we had the letter in the alphabet that you don't have any. We had the O with the line over it. That was
All right. When and where were you born?
I was born in 1904.
Mm-hmm. What town?
Vik Helgeland.
That's in Norway.
That's in the Norway.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that town?
V-I-K. In Helgeland.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you?
Okay. Okay, I'll turn it off.
Yeah.
Just a moment. Okay.
H E L G E L A N D.
Okay. What part of Norway is that?
That's about the middle part of Norway.
Okay. Is there a large town near there?
Well, no. There's not a large town, and the name on that town is Brunnesund.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What were your parents' names?
My mother's name was Signe,
mm-hmm.
and my dad's name was Hege.
Okay.
And they used the place, name of the place.
Oh, they got the name from the
place. Oh, yeah, when they took the farm over, then they, yeah. It was Edvardsen before,
mm-hmm.
but then when he bought the place, my grandpa, he left his home in Norway
mm-hmm.
when he could move to this country. And then my mom and daddy was, my mama was the only one left in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wrote to each other, you know, and he told them to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for us to live. And then they took the name Søreng.
Okay. What kind of work did your father do?
My dad was a fisherman.
Uh-huh.
And he used to work on those Coast Guard boats.
Oh.
He worked there for years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Oh, yeah. We had two brothers and four sisters.
Okay. What were their names? I won't ask you to spell them all.
Okay.
We'll just say them.
My oldest brother's name is Oftar. And then my sister, then this me.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister Magnhild,
mm-hmm.
Gudrun, and Hjördis. And then Sverre, bror. And then I always call my little nephew my brother because his mama passed away when he was a tiny little baby and mom and daddy took him in their home.
Oh, so he was like one of the brothers.
He was one of the family,
mm-hmm.
in the well and everything. He was one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you know anything about your grandparents? Did you know your grandma and grandpas?
Well, and I remember my dad's dad is an old man. Well, I should remember him. He played at my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Played, you know, after the wedding.
Uh-huh.
And we was dancing on the barn, you know.
Uh-huh.
That was the only place in those old days. He usually come and visit us, and he's always smoking cigars.
Uh-huh.
And I never forget Mom's shelf. She will tell him that today you have to sit down and then he had pipe that day, and she said, and then you have to go and blow that smoke all over my flowers. She says, because my flowers grew every time after you've been here.
Oh, so he would go and blow the smoke on the flowers.
Yeah, so that's the only one, you know.
Uh-huh.
And my mama's mama, she died when she was a young woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was working lady very hard. She worked very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all those kids, you know, and everything. And she was, and then she used to sit at night and sew for the kids and for people, because she took in. She was a seamstress, is that what you call it?
Yes, seamstress, uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did your grandfather do then? Did he farm or fish?
I must have been a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
My grandpa, my dad's.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember your house when you were little?
Oh, yes.
Can you describe it for me? Do you remember what it was like there?
Yes, I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I never forget that front room of my mama's.
Mm-hmm.
There was five windows.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not very often you saw five windows in one room.
Oh, no.
But, you know, the window was not that big.
Uh-huh.
And she will have the prettiest curtains. And she will have, and back home in Norway, they didn't have wall-to-wall rugs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they do now, but in those days. So they will weave those, what do you call them? Mats, you know.
Like runners?
Runners, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And she had that 12 runners to cover the floor.
Uh-huh.
And there was just a tiny little space between each.
Mm-hmm. Did she weave those? She made the runners?
I don't think, maybe she did, I won't say that for sure.
Uh-huh.
I've seen her sitting there weaving many times.
Uh-huh.
And you know, to spin and what do you call this here when you make?
Mending?
No, you mending, no. Mending. When you just get the wool and you make your own yarn, what do you call that?
Spinning? Not with a spinning wheel.
Yeah, but you have to
weaving.
No, you have to do something
else. Carding.
Yeah.
Carding it.
Yeah.
All right.
And I learned to do that.
Uh-huh.
And my husband was the best in the best to make those little things, you know, that you have to get to when you start to spin, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they always made that thing go too fast.
Uh-huh.
And they got mad.
Yeah.
And of course, you have to stop, you know, we go over it again. But I learned it.
Uh-huh.
It was because all the stockings and everything, that was from the wool on sheep.
Mm-hmm. Did you raise your own sheep then?
Oh, yeah.
There?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And did you have cows and
there was
other
cows,
animals?
There was cows, there were sheep, and there was horses,
mm-hmm.
and there was chickens in the barn.
Uh-huh. Did you have a garden then? And
oh, you bet your life there was a garden. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember any special food that you had there that your mother would fix? Something that you
that
really
make no difference what she fixed, that was special.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I used to ask her, Mama, what you put in there that's a good taste? Even after I came to visit them. First time I came home to visit. Then Mama was still living. And that blasted good taste was still there.
Mm.
So I asked her, well, she said, that is a secret. And then Jurdis, my little sister, was only 4 years when I left Norway. She was the one that took over when Mama passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And she would come with the same kind of taste. So I said, don't you tell me know what Mama told me, that's a secret. I said, I want to know it too. Well, she said, put spices in it, them kind of spices, and you will find out yourself.
Oh, yes. Do you remember, how did you celebrate Christmas?
Oh boy. When I was a kid, well, we had a lot of snow. There was no cars or nothing. It was a huge trip. You were going to go any place, you either had to walk or daddy will put us on the sled, you know, or pull us. Christmas was a time when we went to visit relatives, you know, And of course, Christmas, Christmas, we could not be up Christmas Eve and see the tree get trimmed or anything. Then you know, kids are kids. We were all laying around the pipe, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we could peek them.
Oh.
Yeah, till daddy will knock in there.
Yeah.
Tell us be quiet. And then Christmas morning. Oh, yeah. And my mama used to bake for Christmas. Then she will bake a little bread, more like biscuit, you know,
mm-hmm.
for each of us. And then she will say, well, I wonder who will last the longest for? So there you are. And then Daddy made us some lead boxes, you know, with lead on and everything. So we put that biscuit in it. Well, I ate mine pretty fast. That was good. And then when this Sverre, the brother Sverre, it got me all the one. He was the one, he had to throw his away.
Oh, he saved his biscuit so long.
It's so long at the gut.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
He should have gotten a prize for getting
it. Yeah, about maybe Mama gave him something because it.
Because then he didn't even get his biscuit.
No, he didn't get his biscuit.
Do you remember any other holidays or any special times other than Christmas?
There was Christmas back home. There was Christmas. Well, of course, we celebrated our birthdays and things like that. Mm-hmm. But
did you have a cake on your birthday, or how did you celebrate your birthdays?
Well, maybe there wasn't so very much there to bake a cake with,
mm-hmm.
especially in my kids' days.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, that's so many years ago. When I stop and think back, I didn't even know my own sister and brothers
mm-hmm.
before I come home in 52. They were strangers.
Oh, because you were here so long.
So long, uh-huh. 25 years, uh-huh. you know. And then, so I say my little sister, she was only 4. And Sverre there, I married maybe 6, 7 years old. And Kyle was a little bit younger than in Jördis. So, and then after that they've been home a couple, 3 times, I got to know them and they got start to come over here.
Oh, so you just got acquainted again.
So we got acquainted again. So now really, the last time I was in Norway,
mm-hmm.
I enjoyed myself very much.
Did you go to school there in Norway?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about the school?
Well, I know that it was pretty tough sometimes, but
was it near your home or did you?
Yes, it was right on the land.
Oh.
So I just walked on down to the road and then jump over the road and then there was a school out.
Uh-huh.
Many times I wished I was a little far away. So we had a chance to be on the road more with the kids, you
uh-huh.
know. When it was rainy days or snow, then it was nice to jump over the beach or the home.
Yeah. How long did you go to school?
I went to school. Eighth grade to college. I didn't go to no college, but I took a course in I took a little course that a week or but 6 months, and there was English too.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a few words. I love you, I see you, and all those easy words, you know. Yeah.
How old were you when you came to came to America?
I might have been about around 20, 21.
Mm-hmm. You were married then in Norway
it
before
was married,
you came.
24.
How did you meet your husband?
Well, he was working for some the people that work in the woods, and he was going to take those. Oh, that stuff, they were going to cut it up for fence post. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a creek, so they couldn't the ladder run down to the place where we lived. Then we got it. Then there was an arm out of the ocean and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then the boss came and talked to dad and if the boys could stay at their house. Okay, so that was the day they stayed. That's the first time I saw my husband.
Mm-hmm.
There was 3 boys. And they stayed there and then they went back to the camp, you know, and worked there and come back. And they worked for about a month and a half or something like that.
Mm-hmm. You said that you had dancing at your wedding and your grandfather played for the dance. Can you tell me something else about your wedding? Was it at your home, family's home?
Oh, that was in my church. I got the church right on the wall.
Uh-huh.
I was baptized in that church. I was confirmed in that church, and I was married in the same church.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I remember my wedding. In those days, it was no cars, but they had those fancy wagons there. More like, I don't know what you call it over here. They were a little high, and you could sit 2 in the front and 2 in the back, you know, in those. And we had 2 horses. There was 2 horses, I'm calling.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, There was a car. There comes a car. There was not many cars around.
Uh-huh.
And the blast of the horses, they got wild.
Oh, dear.
So, goodness to me, I jumped out of the car. What do you call it over here?
Carriage?
Yeah.
Carriage?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then I jumped right out of there and ran up to the house. And Olaf, my husband, he laughed and he came running too, you know. Uh-huh. There was a little bit of rain, not too much. But of course, that guy, he got his horses quieted down and we came back home. And then in the evening there, in those days, the wedding was a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And then Daddy thought that was enough. Mm-hmm. So that
Then people would come and there was food. Did you have a wedding cake?
That held the world with the wedding cake. And it was every cooked food, you know. That was the whole meal, so that supper again in the evening, you know, and everything.
Oh, so people would come for two, it was for 2 days?
Yes, our closest in the family, you know, like Olaf's people and things like that, they stayed for a couple, 3 days, you know.
Oh, and then dancing in the evening?
Yeah, that was the young people, you know. Yeah.
Oh.
And of course, there was not much room to dance, but then again, we had a... And then he played violin, my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a young boy there. He had an accordion. So, of course, the young kids did. Mm-hmm. They coaxed him to go home and get his accordion, you know. So then he had an accordion play.
Uh-huh. What year did you come to America then?
In 27, 1927.
Mm-hmm. And what year were you married?
In 24.
Okay. And then you said you lived with your... husband's family?
No, my mom, my dad.
Oh,
my family.
With your family.
Yeah.
And then why did you decide to come to America?
Because when that uncle of mine come home and started to tell us and Olaf Epson decided where we were going to settle down, where we were going to live, we was on the side. Well, it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it was meant to be. Mm-hmm. So then we came here.
Did anyone else come with you came together.
Yeah,
did anyone else from your town or anyone else you knew come with you?
No. Uh-huh.
Can you remember what can you remember about your trip? How
I remember there was stormy and I remember I was sick. And I think the name of we come on the boat, you know, I think there was Tvangefjord. Pretty sure that was Tvangefjord. Oh, that was stormy and nasty, but my husband, he made it perfectly. He didn't miss a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came to Quebec, I think you call it.
Into Quebec?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then by train?
By train to Seattle. Mm-hmm. And there comes Alec Peterson, that man was in Norway,
mm-hmm.
and his oldest son, to meet us in the car.
Mm-hmm. And this was your relative?
That was my uncle.
Your uncle.
And my cousin, first cousin.
Mm-hmm. And he met you with a car.
You bet your life.
And
but
drove.
It was a fancy car. Too.
Oh, what was it? Do you remember?
Yes, it was a Nash. But he was the king on the island, you know, because it was his fancy car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they were wonderful.
And so you drove then with Was it a new Nash?
Brand new.
So 1927 Nash, and you drove from Seattle down here to...
We drove to Westport,
mm-hmm.
because there was no road in those days.
Oh,
honestly.
To Westport,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then we took the ferry, and then we had the boat over in Westport, and then we took the boat, and then we came home to the island.
Mm-hmm. How did you... What did you think of it when you first got here? Do you remember what your first idea was?
I don't think at all. I had Olaf right there. I didn't care.
Uh-huh.
That's really...
Yeah. And then you had other family here.
And then I had my family.
Mm-hmm.
I had my grandpa that I had never seen, you know.
Oh,
but then he was blind.
Oh, dear. Was your grandmother still alive?
No, she died, I said, when she was real young with me.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But your grandpa had come.
With the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had that aunt here, too. That Justa passed away in her little girl. She got some trouble after she had her twins.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed away. So I never met her. Her name was Dr. Jesper from Westport.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what you brought with you when you came?
I bought my wedding dress, I know that. I hung it, it got so yellow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I, tiny little thing. You couldn't take anything much, you know.
No.
Or else.
A few clothes.
Clothes. And I never forget, though, I think my husband in back home, you know, the man, the boys, they had wool soft summer, winter, may not expect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought there a few of those tin stockings. Oh, let me see, I'm not going to use that. But I said, well, I said, put it in the suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. And I had quite a few periods of, I make those stockings for myself, the wool ones, you know, and everything. They came handy.
Mm-hmm. Did you speak any English when you came?
I love you.
No. And that was it.
Yeah,
and you couldn't say that all the time.
No, I know. That was the time I wouldn't say it.
Do you have any problems then because of the language?
No, I did not. Because we stayed with Josie and Alec for about 2 months. And Olaf, about 2 weeks, Olaf got lucky and he got on in Wana, in the sawmill. And it didn't take long before we start to get paychecks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the, both him and me, they would get those things paid as soon as possible.
Uh-huh.
That was all we thought of. Well, then...
Those tickets you're talking.
Those tickets, yeah.
Yeah. Your family had paid for the tickets,
yeah.
So you went to
pay that back.
Pay that back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to work here?
Night.
No.
No. I never been a working lady.
Mm-hmm.
I've been more like a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, what did you say? No, I forgot.
Oh, we were talking about when you got here and you just settled in here and your husband went to work in the sawmill.
Yeah.
Then. Is that on the Oregon side of
yes.
the Columbia River?
Yeah, that is Crown, no.
Oh, it's Crown.
No.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Crown Zellerbeck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And now, you know, there's papers and all that going on.
Oh, yes.
All that produced
mm-hmm.
the pics over there.
Mm-hmm. So you had, since you had family here, then you felt that you just... It felt very much like home right away.
Well, certain that the year after we came to this country, I had Orville. And then I had Sonia.
Mm-hmm. These are your children, first Orville and Sonia.
Yeah, and then Ryer. Mm-hmm. And there is 10 years between the boys. And I think the 6.5 years for Sonia and Ryer.
Mm-hmm. What work did your husband continue to work in the sawmill then his whole life, or
no.
what did he
worked in Barnett, they shut down,
mm-hmm.
and then there is a little place down below here they call Bradwood. Then he worked there,
mm-hmm.
and then Vespertra was a big sawbrook, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So then he went there and he worked there. I think he worked there for 13 years. And he walked this road way up to the fairyland every day, forth and back.
Mm-hmm.
And he lost only one day.
Oh, my.
Mm.
Then here on the island, when did they build the bridge out here? They at first.
Oh,
just
that, that's in the 30s. Right?
Uh-huh.
If you have noticed, when they come over there, they say right on the top there.
Uh-huh.
That's in the 30s. I remember that.
But before that, you just had a little ferry to get back
yes.
and forth
mm-hmm.
off the island.
Yeah.
Were there mostly Norwegian people on this
there
island?
There was mostly Norwegian people on the island, but there was not very many families.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came more in. And now I don't think only 6 or 7 Norwegian people left on the island. It's all strange
uh-huh. going in. I saw that there was a Norse hall up
yeah.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me a little bit? Did you belong to that?
Oh, you bet. They got my 50 years pin and
oh,
my what do you call it? Diploma, what you call it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Could you tell me some of the things that you did there that the group your group did? Did they have dinners and that kind
I
of thing?
I tell the world. I've been always been there helping and I still help if they call me, if
mm-hmm.
I can make it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They still have some dinners sometimes?
Oh, yes. We have got banquets, you know, for high school gatherings and every fall we usually bake lapsa, sell to help along to make money, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because I think if there was not for the ladies, that tall would have been.
Oh, yeah.
So we try to help along.
Uh-huh. Did you belong to any other groups here besides the Norwegian? The
No. I don't even belong to a church.
Uh-huh. Okay. There is a Lutheran church here on the island.
Yeah, uh-huh. It is a Lutheran. No, that's they don't call it Lutheran, no. I don't know what they call it.
It's changed now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Man, that's what I am. I'm a Lutheran.
Mm-hmm. I see. Then you have gone back to Norway.
Yes, I've been home 6 times.
Uh-huh. How did you like it there when you went back?
Well, the first time, 25 years. There was, the, you know, 25 years. When you stop and think, that many days and many... They were changed a lot. Well, kind of funny, when we came to this Brønnøysund, there was a young man that came and greeted us. And there was a kid that used to go to school with me. And he was a taxi driver.
Mm-hmm.
He heard that we were expecting to be on the on the boat. They call it Hurtigruten, with you, back home, those little ships, you know. And then, so he says that he was here to take us to Søring, eller home, you know. And there was, and he lived in between Brønnøysund and Søring. Oh, that was good to talk to him, you know, and everything. And then I start to get, you know, back home in Norway, they get pretty light, you know. In a certain time of the year, the whole night is light, you know. But they were a little dim about 12 o'clock, but by the time we came in closer to home, I didn't know myself back. There wasn't many buildings. There would have never been a building before. That little town where we go to the post office, you know, things like that. And everything of my mom and dad, they still live in the old house, you know. But they have built a little house, so they were thinking that they were going to move into the little house. And then my younger sister and her husband was going to take over the place. And that little girl that was only 4 years old, I looked all over for her. So I say to mom, I says, Mom, I say, where's the little girl I left that was only 4 years old? I can't find her. She said, can't look over there. That's not your I say, that's a grown girl, grown lady, I said. Well, she's that's what she is. She's
yeah, she was, what, 29 years old
yeah,
then,
that's
huh?
It. Yeah.
It was hard to think of her as being grown up.
That's then. For sure. That's for sure. Yeah.
How did you feel about then and then coming back to America after your trip there?
No, that didn't bother me.
No.
I had my kids here.
Oh, yes. So your life was
here. I had my life was here in okay, I didn't even think the first time I went to Norway. I was excited I was going home with some friends that went too, and they took the car with them. And on the boat even, cross.
Uh-huh.
And then we were together quite a ways in Norway, and then they went their way, and we went our way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met again, and that was real something for mom and dad to go out in the car. It was a brand new, what is the name? What kind of name was the man? It was a brand new car. People was around, wherever you stopped, there was people all over.
Oh, to see that.
See that car, you know.
Mm-hmm. Have your children gone to Norway?
Yes.
Where, do your children live in this area? Do you have children?
I got the one boy living in Longby, the smallest one. Ryan living in Rose Valley, there, closer to Kelso. And Sonja, she lives in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
St. Helens, Oregon. So I'm lucky, they're close by. Something can happen in an hour they are here.
Oh,
and they're pretty good to come home and see.
Okay. You have grandchildren?
8 grandchildren and I got 9 great-grandchildren.
Oh. Do your children speak Norwegian?
They understand, but that's hard for them to talk. I know my oldest one when he was in Norway. First, after dad passed away, then the kids and I went home. Four together. And Sonja, she understands everyone too, but she, well, you're like me, you don't fit to talk because you're so scared you say something wrong.
Uh-huh.
And then, but they enjoyed it. Well, the boys has been back again, but my oldest boy, he and his wife went back, and she loved it. And Rajapur, he lost his wife when she was only 33 years old.
Oh.
There was 2 little girls. So he took his girls and then I went to with them.
Mm-hmm.
So They have been in Norway. Everybody been there, and they love it.
Oh, that's nice.
But we had such a nice weather. We went home about three summers ago since we went to Norway. And the girls enjoy us because the younger people over there, the kids and younger ones, they speak English. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, that's a real English, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, but of course, they can talk to each other. Mm-hmm. So, and then we went into Sweden, and those boys there, they talk real good because they were going to college, uh-huh. you know, then you have to have it. And in a store now, I have to laugh at Ruth, that's my daughter-in-law. I said, do you need any help? No, she said, I think they can answer me back all over. I haven't made body yet. So she went in a store and she asked for it in American, and they took care of uh-huh. everything.
Able
finally.
To speak. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How would you describe the Norwegians? Just what are your ideas about what Norwegians are like?
Well, they are working people. Mm-hmm. I think they're good people. And what else can I say? We have been away there from Norway for 54 years. Mm-hmm. So many things that change over there usually change over here.
Mm-hmm.
But there might be things now if I lived that I didn't like, mm-hmm. or dislike, or like, mm-hmm. or whatever you call it.
Then here you've had Norwegian friends.
Yes, there have always been some Norwegian. You got a friend, right? This Leisha down here.
Uh-huh.
She's one of the poor Norwegians that's left, and her husband.
Uh-huh.
In, after my husband died, he passed away 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Well, the kids was wondering, you know, what I was going to do. Well, I say, I'm going to stay right here. In, so here I am.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them want me to move into Longview, rent one of those apartments, you know, lower rate apartments mm-hmm. and things like that. What will I do? Sit in that? I act funny once in a while right here. Well, you will be sitting up there all alone. Here I can pass you, ring the phone, just one of my friends, and
uh-huh.
here's drinks my kids and tell me they're coming down. Up there, they will be sitting all alone.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm no. going to stay right here so long as I can take care of myself.
Uh-huh.
And that's the most thing I'll be thankful for.
Mm-hmm. Do you still speak Norwegian sometimes with some of your Norwegian
Miss
friends?
Oh, Miss Elias, we always talk.
Uh-huh.
Or mix.
Mix the Norwegian and
yeah,
English.
Yeah, as you uh-huh. say so.
Yeah. Could you say something in Norwegian? Do you have a saying or a prayer or something that you could say in Norwegian? Do you have any special thing that you sometimes
I don't
say?
Know. Especially, but do you know what I usually say to my kids?
What?
Is there anything they either are in trouble or either thinking or so? Well, as you fix, you be able to sleep in it.
Okay, that's one of your... Can you say that in Norwegian?
So du rei senje di så legg du.
So they heard that every once in a while.
Right? Yeah. So they heard that once in a while.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I always told them to be good.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, I always, when my kids went to school, I would tell them to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, nowadays, take care of yourself. Don't let them fool around now and lick you this and that. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Did the children go to school here on the island, or where did they go to school?
Orville was on the island, but then they got, that school got into with Cat Lambert.
I
saw the last year. Yeah, well, I think even Sonja or Raya was, I think Raya was even here in the first grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got transferred over to Cat Lambert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they, Orville and Raya graduated. Sonja, she was a naughty girl. She was done with it.
Mm-hmm.
She went a couple of years and then she...
Uh-huh. Is there anything else that you'd like to share that you can think of that we could talk about? I've just about finished my questions. And
well, I think I've been talking enough.
Oh, is that?
Maybe a little too much.
Oh, no. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for this interview. It's going real well. Thank you.
I hope so.
Okay.